I'd like to call this meeting to order. 6:02. Roll call, please.
Chairman Rosenblum.
Here.
Vice Chair Cushing Adams.
Here.
Secretary Scheifele.
Here.
Director Duquette.
Here.
Director Woods.
Here. I'd like to welcome our two new directors, Farrell Woods and Joe Duquette. Welcome.
About time.
Nice that we have a full board, a working board, and look forward to conducting additional business and moving forward.
Can I talk about the cupcakes real quick?
Yes. Sandy would like to say something.
I just want to congratulate Alderman Shoneman. He had a new baby, a little boy. So if he looks a little tired, that's why. But we brought cupcakes and coffee. There's decaf for you old guys up there. So help yourselves. Help yourselves. And that's your balloon, Dave. Take it home.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, Sandy. Thank you.
Well, the most important, how's your wife and the baby doing?
They're all doing fine. Right. All doing fine. We came home from the hospital on Friday afternoon. The baby was a little bit light. Full term, but a little bit late, but putting on weight every day. So we got a pediatrician appointment tomorrow morning to work. You know, I think everything's going to be great. The baby's healthy and happy, and even a champ. So.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So feel free to eat during the meeting, too, if you guys want. You can help yourselves.
Before we go into public input, I'd like to call on past Chair Dennis Stevens. Come up. I'd like to present you with this dedication for your 6 years of dedicated service to the Airport Authority, and you were chair of the board in 2015, and thank you for all your efforts and works over that time.
You're welcome, it was fun.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can keep it.
Oh, is that the right
no,
logo?
No, we're going to recycle it.
No, that's the
But thank goodness I got it on here before you changed.
It's the logo you like.
That'll be a collector's item.
So, thank you very much, and there's still a lot, you know, in front of you for the board, so I wish you very a lot of luck. I'd like to still be involved in certain things, like the master plan. That got funded, so I'm sure I'll be around. Okay, so
thank you. Is there any public input?
This is just so nobody walks out at 8:30. Could we hold a meeting maybe to end about 8:30 if possible, so we can all. Lots of big
match
tonight.
Duly noted. If we end at 8, that's okay too, right? Someone else?
Andy Nance, for the record, I'd like to congratulate Mr. Bork, as I understand is the editor of the newsletter that the airport's putting out. I think it's a very, very fine issue, the last one. And what I would like to suggest is that you build up the circulation with a couple of different groups, one being other pilots in the New England area, maybe through Mr. Bork's efforts with the other airport managers. You can pass out notices or something for people to sign up for it. And the other group that I think is very important are the town people of Nashua. It is their airport, and I don't know how you get them signed up or interested in it, but maybe through the city you must send out stuff to the people from time to time. Maybe include a little piece of paper for the people to send their email in to us and get on the list, so they know what's going on at the airport as well.
Thank you, Andy.
Very good. Do we send a copy to the mayor's office and the alderman?
They are included in the distribution.
They are in the email?
Yeah, they are. Yep.
What else? Okay. All right. Let's start with the minutes, Mr. Secretary.
The September minutes were posted, and there have not been any comments, so I make a motion to approve the September 2016 minutes.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Treasurer's report. You have the September 30th financial statements. That would be page 19, which shows the actual versus budgeted for the 3 months year to date. We're running ahead slightly by $1,800 on the income side, primarily from fuel flowage fees. Was about $3,000 ahead of budget. Tie-down parking is about $1,600 under budget. On the expense side, there's minimal variances. Most of them are to the good, that we're spending under what we had budgeted. And overall, we've spent $113,000. We budgeted $121,000, which is a variance of $8,581. In addition, we have other income of $26,000. So our total net income to date is $32,690. We have budgeted at this point about a $4,400 loss, so we're $37,000 to the good. Any questions? I'd like to make a motion to accept the September 30th financials pending audit.
Second.
Yep. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes.
Chair, Mr. Chairman.
Andy.
Yes, Andy.
A question. You said that the fuel flowage fees were $3,000 over what you had budgeted. So in other words, almost twice as much as you had budgeted. I see $3,800 budgeted. So what caused this great increase in fuel flowage?
We had the fuel flowage fees. There is a couple of months behind in receipt of the income for that. So 2 months ago in July, we had a lot of jet activity, and that caused us to receive more monies than we had budgeted or whatever.
So in other words, the activity of the airport is increasing dramatically. Is that what
Correct.
You're saying?
Correct.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Election here.
It's great weather.
Yeah. And we'll touch on that when we get to the reports. Communications.
We have a letter from Perimeter Place Investments. Is anybody here from that? Okay. Do you want me to read the letter? Or?
It's up to you. Yeah.
All right, this is a letter from Perimeter Place Investments. I am the general partner of Perimeter Place Investments, LLP, located at 114 Perimeter Road, Nashua. We have owned the building since 1991 and paid our lease rents faithfully, as your record should indicate. Due to our ages, we would like to sell the building, but have had objections from prospective buyers that our lease may be extended 20 years from May 1st to 2027, which means that we only have until 2047. Also, the lease doesn't say what will happen to the building at that time. Is there any information of what will happen to the building at that time? Is it possible to have an option to have an extension for another 20 years from 2047, as it would make it easier to sell the building and would really be appreciated? Signed, respectfully submitted, Joseph Foucault, general partner. I believe the gentleman is here.
Do you want to address, add to the letter at all before we discuss it?
I think the letter just explains it, that we would, we're trying to sell the building, and right now there's like the lease expires on 2027. We have an option to renew for another 20 years, which brings it to 2047. But that really just gives it 30 years, so when people who are interested in see that, they feel that, you know, it's too much of a risk to buy that building. And, you could have another 20 years, I think, would make it easier, another option to renew from 2047, make it easier to sell it. I did find, I think the lease says that when it does expire, that we surrender the property to the lessor. I did see that access to the lease here, so I guess that's what happens.
Does anyone want to comment on this?
Well, so as of now, there's 30 years left, right? 10 and an option to renew for 20.
Right.
And you're looking to sell, but people are a little wary?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you think those people, if you have interested parties, would they, you know, come and sit down and talk to the board about what they might want? Or do you think that's something that you want to do before you sell?
Well, I think that may complicate it for a prospective buyer. I'd rather try to resolve it myself, but I guess that could be an option if necessary.
Yes,
what's the expiration date of the current lease between the airport and the city for all this property?
We're just
going to
renew
that, affects this discussion.
2001, it was renewed. It's December 31st, 2047, which would be concurrent with, I don't know the month, but that's the same year as that the termination of Mr. Folco's lease.
2047.
Don't let Dennis talk.
Okay. Dennis.
A lease policy might help here.
Yeah.
yeah, one comment. I want to point out that this is a commercial lease. It's not an on-site aviation lease. A commercial lease, and there's two aspects of a lease. There's an ongoing lease that you have to be thinking about, the continuing ownership and renewals, and then there's the initial lease that you have to extend the terms to 40 years. So somebody who's putting hundreds of thousands of dollars into a property has a long time, and this airport gives them 40 years to get payback from their lease. The typical commercial lease is 30 years. It's a 20-year plus 2 5-year terms. But that's always negotiable depending on how much you're investing in your infrastructure and how long you need to secure that and get it paid back. But if you go to a bank to finance your property, you're very likely not to get the bank to even consider amortization more than 25 years, and they're probably not going to give you a note that's longer than 15 years. So it's all in perspective, but this is a commercial lease. It was initialized back when we had the old lease terms. Today, the lease amount is double what the original term and the land rate was at that time. And this is one of those, we have an investor, we have somebody here who's on this airport, who's invested in this airport, and now they want to sell it. And somebody else comes in and wants to make that investment, and now is the time for the airport authority to take a look at the property. Does it need any money put back into it? Okay, bring back the standards. What is the rental rate that you want to charge for the next 40 years? But you have an option with a new lease. You don't just have to. The worst thing I think the authority could do is just say, you have a lease, we're just going to add 20 years to it. Okay? And the reason for that is you haven't established a term for that. You're taking a lease that is already 17 years old, that won't expire for another 23 years?
10 years.
Okay. And you're saying, we're going to agree to those terms from 17 years ago and extend them out to 37 years? 43 years? What you can do is renegotiate your terms, even make it effective next week for the next 40 years, at a new lease rate, or you can put in a flexible lease rate, or anything you want to do at this point. But I encourage you to support the extension, but renegotiate your terms so that you have options in the future and you're not stuck into another 40-year agreement. And also remind the Airport Authority that you don't even have 40 years on your lease with the city. Okay, so you have to address that before you can extend terms beyond what you have the property for yourself. Thank you.
Yes, Wes.
So I think I just heard the statement that today the Airport Authority can't grant an extension to the existing lease because it would extend beyond the lease of the airport with the city. Mm-hmm. Is that a correct statement?
I believe so.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean, 47, you said, was the terms of the city, right?
Also.
Yeah. So we can't go beyond that right now, no matter what.
Yeah.
And just to be clear, you're looking to get to 2067?
No.
20 years beyond 2047?
Yes.
Okay.
20 years beyond
yeah.
2047.
Right.
So would give a life of like 50 years for someone
right.
who would buy the building
just
now.
Any
suggestions?
I think we need to talk to the city as to what, how they feel about this. They may just say, go right ahead, and they may just say, you got a piece of paper, that's what it says, and that's what you're going to have to live by.
So we also have grant assurances because we've taken federal money. The city will be required, you know, to continue operating this airport,
right.
you know, for that amount of time as well.
Unless they want to pay all that money back.
Yes. But,
yes, Alderman Shoneman.
Thank you. I would like to ask this gentleman, what kind of time frame are you operating under to
yeah.
try to get this resolved?
Well, I have someone who's interested now, but is hesitant because of these limitations. I'm working with a time frame of maybe several months, that's all.
Okay. I think if I could,
sure.
I like Director Scheifel's comment about talking to the city. I think we should get that squared away. I don't know if that would be a problem or not. I think it would be great to lock it in from the city for as long a period of time as possible.
Sure.
It protects the airport in all aspects.
Yeah.
And then once we can do that, then we can begin to talk to this gentleman realistically.
Would you suggest that the mayor is the contact person for that?
I would. Yeah, start with him.
Steve, when did you say the current lease from the city?
December 31st, 2047.
No, when did it start?
Oh.
2001, you said?
It was renewed in 2001.
So they gave us 46 years?
Yes, correct. Yeah.
Can I offer some history? I think at
this
that point there was another discussion about renewing a lease for some of the buildings at the airport. And at that time, if I recall correctly, the Airport Authority did just what you're talking about. They went to the city and said, you know, it's to our advantage to extend the lease with the city, and that's what they did.
Well, I think for the purposes of this discussion and in response to this gentleman's letter, we can't really do anything until we talk to the city.
Correct.
I think that's the first
Correct.
Step, and we should do so perhaps in an expedited manner. Ask the city to give us another 25, 30 years, then we can address this particular issue.
Got us.
I want to restate that this is a commercial lease, and a commercial investment to improve infrastructure on rented land should have a payback in less than 30 years. I personally wouldn't invest in one unless it had a payback in 20 years. And just because you have a 50-year lease with the city or somebody asks you for a 60-year lease, it doesn't mean that you want to give it. I mean, you have to. Part of the administrative responsibilities of the authority is to act as a landlord and lease the properties to the tenants and make an income for the authority. You don't know what's going on out there 30 or 40 years in the future, and there, I can't think of any legitimate reason why any commercial enterprise would need to extend their lease for anything more than 30 years for anybody to buy or anything else, unless unless there was a significant expense, a very high expenditure for that property or the development on it, that there was no rate of return better than 40 or 50 years. But I would say that I'd be surprised if the rate of return for any investor on this property would be more than 20.
So, Dennis, are you suggesting that this fellow's, or the prospective buyers of the building that this gentleman has lined up, you know, their concerns are unfounded? Is that what you're suggesting?
I would suggest that a standard policy would be to automatically approve a 30-year lease for anybody who wants to purchase or invest in real estate on the airport property, okay? But if they want more than 30 years, and that's 20 and 2 5-year options, it's pretty much standard industry. If they want more than 30 years, and they come to you and they say, I'm putting 1,000 feet of water line in or sewer line, or I'm rebuilding the roadway, I'm doing a lot of infrastructure changes that I'm not going to make my money. Here's my rate of return. Here's my investment. I'm either going to walk away from this, or you need to give me a 40 or 50-year lease. That's the only reason I would make any lease more than 30 years. And it's been practiced for this airport to give a 20-year lease and a second year 20-year option. And I support that too. It's just because these are local tenants who are more, that's on-site property where I know I personally, if I bought a hangar, I'd want to own it the rest of my life and then sell it. But the thing is, we're buying property on rented property. There's always that risk. So in that type of situation, what the airport authority needs to do is allow those longer terms, but give yourself the option to make changes in the future. After 20 years, reassess the rate you're charging. If you have a master plan that requires you to reshape things, you have 20 years of planning to give somebody notice that you need land for something else.
Yes, sir.
So, it's just future planning.
Don't most of our leases already say terms to be negotiated?
I was just going to make that point. Yeah. The 20-year extension
no.
says exactly that.
None of our leases say that for
the
first 40 years.
Does.
Only addendum for the additional 20 years for the years 41 through 60 are to
terms
be negotiated.
To be negotiated.
And those don't kick into play until 2025.
Yes, Mr. Corporal.
Yes, as you mentioned on the addendum, it does say this additional term should be subject to renegotiations of all terms and conditions. I certainly appreciate your comments. What's your name?
Dennis Stevens.
Dennis's comments. But, you know, if you buy something, you want to own it, it's like your home. Or would you buy anything if you were uncertain about it even after 25 or 30 years? I think most of us don't feel that way. I often wonder why I ever bought this building. But the thing is that perhaps if something like a consumer price index in the agreement could be done, you know, annually, you could review based upon the consumer price index for New England, you could adjust the rents so that you wouldn't be losing either.
Yes, what?
Which gives rise to a question. I know that the leases for properties inside the fence include a CPI adjustment. Do the properties outside the fence not include that?
They do.
The contracts are typically identical, except outside the fence, it's double the rate.
So there is a CPI adjustment.
For
okay.
All the leases, yeah.
Okay.
All the Shoneman.
Thanks. Again, I think all valid points. I think the thing to do is to find out if we can get an extension from the city. And it sounds like there's a little bit of time, not a lot of time, for this gentleman, a little bit of time. And I think that you guys can brainstorm or think about it and figure out how you want to do it rather than try to do it now.
Does anyone know the answer to the question that in the letter about what happens to the building the lease expiration.
I think this does say it reverts back.
All of the leases are silent on that.
Hmm?
Every single lease we have is silent on that. It just says it reverts. The specifically says...
My lease says I have to take the building away.
Well, then I stand corrected.
Very rare. I'd say...
I'm not saying I would do that, but my lease says...
The options the Airport Authority has is to ask the tenant who's leaving to demo the building, which if I was your tenant, I'd say, sorry, or take over the asset, or renew the lease with different terms. And that is one of the biggest clouds over the organization's head right now, and because we have so many leases renewing. If I invested money in some land and then leased it for 30 years, I'd want my land back after 30 years to lease it to somebody else who's going to do something else on it, and vice versa. If the current tenant there wants to renegotiate after 30 years and build something else, I can impose conditions upon them, I can put new rates on it, I can do anything I want to, but it's still my land. Now, we have the city's land who's given to us to act as landlords with, and that doesn't mean we give it away, the Airport Authority gives it away for free. But we also like the guys, the people who are leasing them and want to encourage leasing and long-term ownership and aircraft and all that kind of stuff. So the FAA, and many things I've read over lease policy, encourages providing incentives to lease land to aviators. Okay? Doesn't say anything about off-site property. We can instill our own rules on that. But we can make any deals we want to and still fall within FAA guidelines on making leasing on inside the fence attractive. But I encourage you to also think about it as this is our land. There is a building, a hangar complex, that is the oldest on the airport that really, it is coming up for renewal, that something should be done. It's not your obligation or authority to just turn around and renew that lease for another 20 years. Require some development on that property. Surely renew the terms with the same tenant. But maybe that tenant needs to do a demo and rebuild. Maybe that tenant needs to relocate somewhere else so we can use the property for what every other business around there is doing, which is an entirely different operation. Maybe it's something that falls in your master plan. But it's very hard because we're treating our tenants like homeowners, and their land and their property is their personal property, but in reality, it's city and Airport Authority property. And sometimes you just got to be thinking more commercially.
I think we're wandering off the topic, and I'd like to encourage the chair to move the motion.
Yeah. Is there a motion to on this, or do we wish to table it? You have to get some input from the city and bring it up at next month's meeting. We'll have time to think about it.
I believe I heard that the consumer price index far outside the airport is twice the normal. Is that what we're saying?
No, not the consumer price index. The rate is twice the amount.
Oh, the rate is.
Twice.
And what is that based on?
Airside, non-airside.
No, but how do you arrive at the increase? Because I believe every year it does go up. Is that right?
Every other year.
Oh, every other year.
Yeah. It happens. It could happen inside the fence and outside the fence. But because this is airside, it's less expensive inside the fence for aviation use.
My building has always been very difficult. In fact, we get under $10 a square foot, which is quite low. And that's the only way you can rent it.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering if they're getting double the rates. So it doesn't seem fair to me.
It's just really cheap inside the fence.
I see.
Because it's subsidized by FAA. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we need to make a motion to table it or just table it?
Do we need to move to talk to the mayor?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Make a motion to table it and have the chair talk to the mayor.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second. Third, fourth.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
I'd just like to also say that if you do find yourself in negotiations with a potential buyer and they need to talk to somebody about the real complex issues that's involved with this thing here, I'm sure that we could have a conversation with them to explain that this is, you know, it's a can of worms. But it's not as bad as it may sound or look at, because the airport's not going anywhere. I mean, we're going to get the extensions that we need.
Sure.
This isn't Santa Monica, so.
Would I be informed if there's another meeting from the mayor's response?
So I think Mike will probably get in touch with you or Steve, and then we'll bring it before the board again when we have an answer from the city.
Well, thank you very much for your consideration.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Don't feel like you don't want to stick around. This is fun stuff.
Before you leave, you should have a celebration. Yeah.
Thank you. Ahead, open up the cake.
Everybody taking a cupcake break?
Coffee,
yeah, you want magnesium?
All right, now let's move over to reports. We have the Towel report, which shows that, September was a very good month in takeoffs and landings. We had an increase of 15% over the prior year. And we're running at 14% over year-to-date over 2015. So currently at a little over 45,000 landings, and if we keep up this rate, we'll be over 60,000 for the year.
Maybe you should fly in for breakfast.
Fly in for breakfast. I do my chair. Also, I wanted to note to the group that the jet traffic in September was 137, which is the highest for the year to date. We have increased. The second highest month was at 106, so that was a very big increase during September. Any questions? Yes, sir.
How much do you attribute that to political activity in the state?
I'll ask the airport manager.
I would defer to Greg, actually.
Okay.
It's really hard to tell. The candidates themselves don't use, once they get to this level, they have to go to TSA to airport. So you don't see any of the candidates. Although I say that Bernie Sanders was in on the weekend, so there are some high profile people. But if it is political, then it's sort of under the radar. It's really hard to tell. When it was primary season, it was very easy to tell because there were buses coming and going. Staffers, and they were very upfront because they were looking for votes. But if it's due to the political season, it's donors and operatives and stuff. So it's hard to say. I will say that there is normally an uptick in September anyway. I didn't look at it year over year. There is normally an uptick in this time of year. So we'll see if that holds true.
Okay, I'd like to move over to the airport manager's report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Wildlife activity on the airport has been light with no reported strikes. We're still working through the process of the removal of trees on Sharon Ave, which will allow the VOR 3-2 approach to be utilized at night. The trees are located on city property in a wetland buffer, and our request has been approved by the Zoning Board of Adjustment, and we've appeared before the Conservation Commission, and we've had a site walk with the Conservation Commission. We're still waiting for approval from the Conservation Commission. The EAA Young Eagles event was rescheduled for October 16th, held outside Air Direct Airways. Thank you to everybody who participated on behalf of Air Direct Airways. Thank you for everybody who participated. I didn't get an answer as to how many kids were flown. Does anybody know?
139.
139, wonderful.
And 10 bald eagles.
Oh, that's great.
Ten older people.
Old Eagles?
Yeah, Old Eagles.
That's great.
They call them Bald Eagles.
And front page coverage on the Telegram.
Yeah, that's wonderful. This week, crack sealing is being conducted on India Ramp, Tower Ramp, and the taxiways. The FAA is canceling the NDB Runway 14 approach. It will no longer be available for use after November 10th, 2016. There were a lot of letters that were written from this airport in support of maintaining both the NDB Runway 14 and the VOR Alpha. The FAA had a criteria for keeping approaches and eliminating other approaches. Their rationale and some of the reasons for keeping the approaches were for the VOR Alpha and the NDB Runway 14, it serves as a backup in case our ILS system is down, and it's also useful for training activity. Their rationale for eliminating the NDB Runway 14 approach was that if there's an NDB approach within 20 miles of the airport, then it was slated for elimination. Fitchburg has a NDB approach, and it's their only ground-based NAV-8 approach into their airport. So the decision was made despite our efforts to eliminate that approach. They are keeping the VOR Alpha approach. However, that's subject to, I forget how they worded it, but it's subject for review at a later date. So if it comes again that we need support from the members of the community, we'll certainly let everybody know give your comments to the FAA. But thank you to everybody who did comment. It didn't go unheard, and I think it was helpful in keeping that VOR Alpha approach.
Does that mean they turned the beacon off?
I'm waiting to find an answer on that. From what I understand, the CHIRN NDB and the locator auto marker are in the same building, but they're not the same equipment. But I'm waiting for an answer from FAA on that. This should have zero impact on our ILS Runway 14 approach, and I want to make sure that that's the case. We're working through a process to acquire a surplus FAA generator, which can be used to power the air traffic control tower in a power outage. I have paperwork for you to sign there that I can take with me today. It was basically offered to us through the FAA. No strings attached. It's up to us to install it and get it working, but it's a free 35-kilowatt generator, which should be capable of powering our air traffic control tower and possibly our airfield lighting system as well on power outage. So that's a nice little bonus. Working with our City of Nashua Office of Emergency Management, we've been approved to participate in a free emergency preparedness exercise through the Airport Cooperative Research Program, or ACRP. The exercise will be conducted in the January to March 2017 timeframe. We're not sure what the scenario will be yet. There's a list of options that they give you as far as what you would like to exercise, they basically choose based on their criteria. So we're in the beginning stages of establishing an ACE camp here in the summer of 2017. I've been working with David Plantier as a director of that ACE camp. We'll be looking to the airport community members and businesses to contribute to this effort, and I'll have more details to come. But there was a very robust ACE camp here through Daniel Webster College in the past, the airport still has a lot of great elements that could be fantastic for a summer camp for kids. So more to come on that. Bob and I have met with two sign companies as we explore the possibility of placing a welcome to Boar Field / directory sign on Perimeter Road. We don't have anything to present at this point, but we're starting to get some proofs, and when we have something to share, we'll share that with the board.
Can I elaborate on that?
Were we looking at also putting a sign on the fence?
Looking at putting banners on the fence.
Banners.
Yeah. Can I just talk about
sure.
As Steve pointed out, we met with two companies, and both of them told us we'd have the stuff to look at tonight, but we don't. This is Pine Ridge, and this is Pine Hill, and this is Perimeter. And when you come in, there are some trees along here. And what we're thinking about, and I emphasize thinking because nothing has been decided, nothing has been voted on, nothing's been paid for, etc., is that we would create a paved initially area, something like that. And right here would be a sign that you've all seen in the national parks that would have a map. This is the driver now looking at the sign. And this would be a map of the airport, and then down here would be a ledger as to where these respective buildings are, with emphasis on airside, but obviously it would be both. So you would drive in there, and this would be on your left, and the driver would be able to see it. We asked to make it solar powered as opposed to running cables and electricity out there, etc. And then there would be another sign, perhaps here, that says thank you for visiting the airport, etc., etc. And we've looked at three tentative locations for it. That and pretty much everybody's agreeable that this would be probably the best place. The problem with that is that this area here is, what's the definition, a city park?
Well, it's owned by the city.
It's owned by the city. Yes. So we've got to get permission from the city to do that. And also, the city's rules on signs is about 28 pages, and we have to apply that, etc. Although it does say government agencies are exempt, but I'm sure they're not. Yes, sir.
That park has the propeller on.
Yes.
It and all
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we've already got squatters' rights there.
I always thought that was airport property.
Yeah. No, it's.
We maintain it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Roger Francis, on that little park area that's out there, this is from when they put the original park there and the fire station lost their garden. The understanding was that if the fire station ever needed that land back for expansion, that they could get it back. Well, that's what I heard at the time. So they could take that park area back anytime to expand the fire station. So you might have to consider that.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, if the city decided to build a new fire station or whatever, we're talking about picking up the sign and moving it. That's pretty much it. This is not, we're not building a building there. This is a sign with a couple of signposts in the ground. And again, we're talking about gravel initially, and then X number of years from now, when this road gets repaved, we'll talk about doing that.
There already is a turnout.
No, it's a little further down.
Oh.
It's a little further down. We'd have to take these trees out. There's a couple of, they're about this big, the trees.
Yeah. Okay.
We'd have to take them out to bring that in there. I would say the propeller and stuff is probably right here.
Yep.
And I think the garden for the fire station is somewhere over here.
Yeah, it's tucked up over there.
It's either that or it's a chicken coop or whatever, but it's fenced in.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's not going to be anywhere near there. It wouldn't be anywhere near there. So as I say, we have two companies giving us estimates, they're playing with the computers, looking at it, etc. And unfortunately, we don't have anything to show you tonight. I hoped we could show you some pictures, but we don't.
Those sign people are slow, aren't they?
Yep.
Logo people, sign people.
Logo people
and the sign people are slow.
I want to thank Secretary Scheifel for his efforts, along with Steve.
Mm-hmm. And one more point. In order to keep the cost down, the airfield crew are going to do the actual work. The sign company is going to make the sign. Steve and his company is going to actually build the frame and plant it and all the other stuff. So it doesn't cost us a fortune.
Thank you. Next is the airport engineer.
Sorry, Mr. Chair, I'm not done. Sorry. I have a couple more items.
Oh, wasn't on your list.
Oh, it's been updated since then.
Okay.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Do we have an updated one? Do you?
So this copy has, I think they have the same copy.
Yeah, here's one.
Sorry. They get added the day of, the 11th hour, so sorry.
Okay.
Working with the Greater Nashville Chamber of Commerce, we're looking at hosting a business after hours event here on the airport March 8th, 2017, from 5:30 to 7:30. And our bank is requiring a unanimous vote of the board to allow Directors Duquette and Woods as signatories to our operations and project accounts with the ability to sign checks. So all three of you current members are have the ability to sign checks. Went to the bank and said, we have two new board members. We need to add them to that list. And I was told by the new manager over there that there has to be a vote of the board.
And why are the new requirements all of a sudden?
I don't know.
I mean, it's bureaucratic. It's no big deal.
They kind of merged with another bank, and there's new rules and new things over there, so they have new stuff. All the old people are gone from that bank, and there's new sheriff in town now. So
you need a motion from this board to have the current directors be signatories on our bank accounts.
I need a unanimous vote for the two new board members to be signatories on our bank accounts.
You don't need a unanimous vote. You need three people.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion to add Joe Duquette and Farrell Woods as signatories on our bank accounts.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. It's unanimous.
Thank you very much.
So what do you give them a copy of the minutes? Is that what it is?
Correct. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. That's all I have, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
Did you want to talk about the pre-season snow?
Oh, yeah, I skipped over that, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
We have a pre-season snow removal meeting scheduled for October 27th, and our maintenance crew is getting equipment ready for the upcoming snow season. Hopefully it'll be like last year.
And where is the meeting going to be held?
It's at our office.
Okay. What time?
It's at 9.
Okay, and that's open to anybody that wants to come, right?
When is
typically,
it?
No, it's not. That's just staff.
Anybody
if, you,
wants
if you're really interested, you're welcome to come. But
it's open now. They're really fun. I went to one once.
Okay. Moving right along. Now we go to the airport.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If you don't understand me, let me know. I have a bad cold. I feel like I'm talking into a tunnel.
We don't understand you when you don't have a cold.
It's really hard. I know people in Florida tell me all the time, you're from New England. Yep, I am. Let me bring you up to date on the projects that you have. NHDOT has received the block grant from the FAA, and they're running that through their system. There at the state. So we're expecting that the funds will become available sometime in mid-November, which brings me to something with the master plan that I'd like to discuss a little bit afterwards. But you have a pavement reconstruction and maintenance project because of the time of season. By the way, I was at a conference this last week and they had the NECN meteorologist there, and he's predicted that it's not going to be like last winter. It's not going to be as bad as the winter before, but it's not going to be an easy winter because of El Nino or something like that. So I'm expecting some snow this year, so good idea to get ready. Anyway, pavement reconstruction and maintenance may not be able to happen this year. You don't want to tear it up and then have nothing over the winter. But we'll get the project started, all the coordination to take place, that sort of thing. And then the pavement work probably won't begin till next spring. That would be my expectation. The runway groove and seal is in the scoping phase. Have you received the scope on that yet, Steve?
No, we haven't.
By the way, I'm here tonight because Eric's on his honeymoon. So I'm it. But Eric is the one doing the scoping for that project, so you should have that in the next 2 or 3 weeks, I would imagine. He's getting back the end of this week, the beginning of next week, and I'm sure that'll be a priority for him. The master plan, that's the funding for that is, and that's a project that we can't start until the funding's actually allocated. That's an FAA regulation for the planning project. But one of the things I wanted to go over with you, since I've been doing this for about 40 years now, one of the things that I've learned is, especially with master plans, although I think it applies to any project that you're about to do, is that you we all have a full understanding of how the decisions are going to be made as this project moves along. Now, the scope of work has within it some mechanisms. For example, the authority will be appointing a master plan committee made up of people of your choice. Gail will be the consultant to the master plan committee. The way that that usually works and the way that it's set forth in scope is that we will provide the MPC with the technical work that is required. We'll make recommendations when that's necessary to do, because there's always, you can do it five different ways, and we'll hopefully recommend to you, you know, what the better options are. And then the MPC will be the group that will report directly to you as an authority. And you are the ultimate decision maker in this. The way that it has worked, I've done quite a few of these, the way that it usually works is that an authority or an airport commission will appoint a group like that. They'll go away, they meet four or five times during the master plan. We don't meet every time we do something. It would just get tedious and it's not really necessary. But there are key points, like once you've done your forecasting, once you've determined what your airport needs are or they're not, and then you discuss what potential alternatives you're going to study to try to address those needs. At those points, we need to get together and talk. And then once we've done an alternative study and, of course, all the other technical work is done, at that point, we'll present to you a full master plan. But I just wanted to make sure that everybody understood, we don't make the decisions in this. This is not our airport. We're your helper, we're your technical assistant, but it's really going to be up to the master plan committee to cipher through some of this and make recommendations to you, okay? So I'm expecting that once that funding becomes available in mid-November, we're going to get going very quickly because we're already behind schedule on this. Realistically, master plans typically do not get done in 1 year. And I don't think that's a surprise to anybody who's on an airport authority, because issues come up and you think they're simple and then 4 months later you're still talking about them. Usually they'll take over a year to accomplish, so we want to get moving as quickly as possible. If anybody has any questions about any of the projects, I'm happy to answer any of those. Yes, sir.
Sure. I have a question. The grooving project.
Yes.
I don't seem to recall what is driving that particular project. When, you know, have the jet operators on the airport requested this?
Steve, can you answer?
They have, yeah. They have. We had a meeting of our corporate operators probably 2 years ago now, and that was one of the things that came out of that meeting, is that they would like to see the runway grooved.
So they would like to see it grooved, but they didn't say that if it doesn't get grooved, they're going to have to consider moving to a different airport.
That wasn't implied, no.
Okay. Would it be okay if we had another meeting with, you know, with all of us to talk to corporate operators and FBOs and maybe we can understand better before we make decisions on that?
Yes, I'd be up for that.
Do you want to have a separate meeting or do you want to have just carve out some time at the next board meeting.
Maybe we could carve out some time and see if they could attend. Yeah.
Have them attend and have Eric, Bill will be here. And we'll talk about the actual, because for the benefit of the new directors, we want to bring all the details up front.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dennis. And you'll come to
Is this the same project, the groove and seal? I mean, people are thinking groove, but isn't this the seal project protector, $20 million runway?
Well, part of it is sealing it. Part of it is grooving it.
I think a major portion of it is sealing, and it's about $600,000, right?
Yes.
So why wouldn't the airport, this authority, want to put in 5% or $30,000 or something that is going to extend the life of the runway for the next 10 years.
Well, the grouping,
throwing in the grouping portion of it,
right?
I think applying the grouping portion of it is a very...
One at a time.
Is the grouping more than 15% of it, maybe? Okay.
Oh, boy, you're asking.
The ceiling is important. It needs to move forward. And you know what? If you want to get involved in the scoping of it, then it's just a matter of scoping the grouping right out of it and proceeding with the ceiling. But for several years now, we've been planning on doing the ceiling as our 2017 proposal submittal for funding.
Right, we talked
and
about
pull
ceiling.
It out of there. Yeah. Doesn't make sense. We've been kind of pushing it off, mm-hmm. and now we're at that point where we're actually we're at the optimum age to do the ceiling.
Right.
We don't want to delay it anymore.
Right, ceiling is different than grooving. I think grooving is the thing we're having the concerns about.
Wes
Lou for the recording. Actually, my big concern is, my understanding is, it will close the runway for some period of time.
Yes, it will.
And in the past, well, I've not heard any plan for what will keep businesses open and operations going. In the past, for instance, the tower has been happy to use the taxiway as an alternate runway, so the flight schools could do their could fly. And maybe not the corporate jets, but it would keep the airport open. I haven't heard any of that planning.
Well, that's everything that Eric is working on,
right?
And Eric's
going to
present the next.
If the runway's closed for a week.
Well, at last month's meeting, Eric said that a lot of the work will be done at night to try to minimize the disruption. We can certainly ask him for a more detailed plan as to what's involved in that project.
Yeah, he's doing a scope, and he's going to let us know what all our options are. We don't know any of that yet, so we haven't made decisions on any of that. He's going to tell us, you know, which companies can do what when, how much it'll cost, you know.
Okay.
He's working on all of that. So it's
good.
Just in the beginnings.
I'll point out that my experience with small airplanes is landing on cruise runways is actually becomes problematical in some wind conditions. So it might affect some of the big, it might help a few of the big guys, but your Cessna 172s don't.
Probably not a problem for Rob, is it, Rob?
That's brutal on tailwheels.
Yeah.
I need to understand this better myself. It sounds to me like the impetus for this whole idea of grooving came about because of a meeting that we hardly knew anything about it. And effectively what they said is that it would be nice to have it, but they weren't adamant about it. Even if there were, how many are there anyway? This, if you do the grooving, it shuts it down. That affects everybody. You see what I'm saying? So I don't understand why this went through so quickly when it would be a nice thing to have, according to them, not the rest of us. And now we're in this whole thing now. I must be missing something.
So
I think I shed some light. I've been involved in every meeting, every planning for every capital project for the last 5 years practically, and I've never once heard the word grooving or runway come up in any meeting. It's an option that Gail is providing because we qualify for it, and it's the timing for it. If we're going to seal the runway, let's groove it if we want to groove. If we don't want to groove, don't groove it. I personally have no reason to want to groove. Okay.
How long will the airport close if we only do the ceiling?
Well, it shouldn't close for too long. I mean, it needs to cure and stuff, but it's like 3 weeks or something like that.
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
But the ceiling.
The runway would not be closed
not
for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
No.
But the ceiling, we could also look at maybe doing half and half or something.
Yes. We don't have any answers yet, so that's all going to be presented by Eric. Let us know.
Yeah, I just wanted to circle back to Dennis's point. I would support sealing the runway to protect it. That makes perfect sense to me. I'm less convinced about the grouping.
Agreed.
So, Alderman Shoneman.
I think that's a very good point. I think it sounds like sealing is good. The grouping, there are a lot of things that people might like to have. You ask somebody, do you want your driveway resurfaced? Oh, sure. Great. Well, it's going to cost you $10,000. I don't really want it that bad. So, we have to figure out. There are a lot of things that can contribute to making this airport more attractive. Grooving could be one. De-ice could be one. Customs, you know all the lists. Lots of things. And I think it's important, before we move forward in any one of them, to understand where each one of those falls into the hierarchy of what is really going to make this airport more advantageous, more attractive to the customers that want to get. It might be a nice thing, but as Rob said, it's not the tailwheel, and it may not be the one thing that's really going to start getting us over the hurdle to get the business of the market.
So,
can I follow up on that, please? Because I think everybody's in agreement here as far as the de-icing is concerned, that and also the lessening of the registration fee. But sticking with just the icing, to appease the folks that you had at the meeting there, I'm assuming that they at some point, unless they were sleeping through the whole meeting, had brought that up, and they made that the top priority. If you ask them directly, what's your top priority as far as what you'd like here at this airport, I'll guarantee you that they would say the de-icing. What's stopping us from doing that instead?
Well, okay, so I think we're getting off track just a little bit. I think we've agreed to put this on the agenda, say, like, at the next meeting.
Is that good? Next meeting or maybe the one after? We should talk to the corporate operators and see when they can attend, make sure they can attend the next.
Sure, I'll move along.
Armin, are you saying 3 weeks will be closing for
sale?
No. He doesn't.
I don't do the engineering.
Okay.
He's just making stuff up.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'd also like to talk about the master plan question. Anytime you're going to judge whether something should be included or developed or done by master plan, it has to be judged according to a goal. And we need to understand what our strategic goals are. I had a request to come from the mayor's office asking, do we have a plan, a strategic plan for the airport? And I don't think that we do, unless I'm mistaken. But I think that, as we've discussed before, we need to do that before the master plan committee, whatever, however you want to form that, does anything. Because we don't want to go in a direction that might seem like it sounds good, and it could involve grooving or something similar, that really doesn't do anything to get us towards our goal. We need to know what our goal is. So I would encourage you to figure out how to develop a strategic plan, and then use that strategic plan as the guide for the master plan. Because we don't know what the master plan should be if we don't know what strategic plan is.
Correct. Duly noted. Quickly, Dennis,
The master plan is going to hit upon that. Might be the first focus of the master plan committee is to develop a strategic plan. But what the master plan pretty much has done is, it's not the first time the FAA has approved a master plan to that format, but let's call it 10 or 12 major bullet items. They're actually a couple pages a piece, okay, of scopes of work and what the intent and what goals and mission, what GAIL's mission is going to be. But when it all comes down to it, what this airport is obtaining with this master plan funding is a couple thousand hours of engineer time to do whatever we want them to do. And yes, they have the certain guidelines that follow the FAA, but the master plan committee gets to steer them, okay? And that's what's essential. You know, we don't have time to do this or that. We just bought a couple thousand hours of time to put the next 20 years on the map or on a goal. Yeah.
I strongly urge you, the five of you, to do the strategic plan, not the master plan committee,
right?
Because that's your job. We don't want to abdicate that to any subset of any group. That's you guys. You guys do the strategic plan. That becomes the marching orders for the master plan.
Well, now we have a question full board. We should work on that.
Do we have a master plan committee?
We don't have a master plan committee, no.
So that's something that we need to create.
We need to create a master plan committee, and we need to create a
strategic plan.
We need to go strategic, then tactical.
Okay.
Yeah. Are there any volunteers?
Nope.
Well, I'll talk to you about it. Sure. I'm the new guy. I'm eager beaver. Why not?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Joe. Anything else?
No, I'm done.
Thank you. Thank you. Old business. We're going to try to schedule a special meeting with the engineer to scope out the paving project. We'll be beginning of November. Wait till he gets back to secure a date. But I envision it to be a walk and see the actual areas that will be part of that project, and then come back and discuss the logistics of that.
Be on a Saturday or a Sunday?
I hope not.
It's dark right now.
Harmon, when does Eric come back?
He's going to be back next week, early next week.
How about a Saturday at 3? Can we shoot for that? We'll schedule
it. Sure, Eric will be available. You just tell
That'll
us.
That'll be a weekend.
We often meet on weekends with conservation.
We will strive to meet on the weekend at some point. Yep.
Well, theoretically, the area we want to walk on is going to be very busy with airplanes.
We'll close down the runway.
There'll be a notice on the website, and we'll send out an email.
We'll post it as we post our Board Authority meetings. Yeah.
Okay. You'll schedule it with Eric, Steve?
I'll point out to Mr. Scheifel that on a weekend here, most of the activity is in the morning, and at 3 o'clock on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon, it's actually pretty dead.
And that's because the cafe's closed.
Right. Absolutely.
There's no need to come.
That's right.
The Bruins are
New business, I think we covered the lease. The snow and ice control plan. Secretary Scheifel,
sir.
Is that yours?
No, you already covered it in the plan. There is a draft snow and ice removal plan. I went over it with Steve. We'll provide it to them by email, or have you already done so?
It's included in your board package, a draft version. There's some changes that need to be implemented.
But other people might want to comment on it. Is it on the website, or with concerns or comments?
No, it's not on the website.
Things we might not have thought about?
So why don't we
post it? Because I'd rather have it out now, and then...
Why don't we post it on the website as a draft, and then we can bring it up at the next month's
meeting? Yeah, the goal is to finalize it for next month's board meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So look on the website, and if you have any comments, address them now, so you're not griping later, okay? I mean, commenting later.
I think you got it.
Anything else?
No, everything I was asking was covered. I'm not so much interested in writing input, it's just knowing where the priorities are.
Okay. Public input. Still cake and coffee. Director's comments. Let's start with the new guy.
As I said before many times, happy to be here. It sounds like I'll be taking the lead here, helping out, trying to get the strategic plan moving along. So I'm happy about that, and I think that'll be a great challenge, and I'm sure it'll be followed with all sorts of folks. I'm going to try, over as time allows here, I work all day down in Mass, so my availability up in this area is a little bit limited, but I want to try to reach out to everybody, kind of in person, get to know everybody a little bit better. I hung out at the airport a lot when I was younger. I'm going to start trying to do that as much more as possible. So that'll be my goal over the months to come, just trying to get to know everybody a little bit better. Try to make it a little bit more than just, you know, once a month kind of thing, a little more personal. Because I believe that, you know, part of this is, as I've heard over the last several months coming here just as a audience member, that communications, that's where it's all at. This is all about communication. This is all about not what we want per se, but what do you want? What are your thoughts? You're the users. You're our customers. You're all those things. So I think that's a very important thing that I don't want to miss sight of. So that's going to be one of my sort of side goals moving forward here over the months to come. So other than that, glad to be here, and thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Farrell? Hey, well, first of all, thank you for your support, you know, in this process. And, you know, I appreciate all the kind words that I've received from many of you. Some of you know that I have been making the rounds on the airport. I've met with, you know, a number of you already, you know, to talk informally about some of the stuff that's going on here. So I'm going to continue to do that, you know, to do that. I think that's, you know, it's important to stay in touch with folks. Sandy gets to hear everything, of course, you know, given her unique position in the restaurant. But, you know, I think it behooves all of us to try to, you know, make the rounds and stay in touch. So, you know, I will continue to do that. Apart from that, I want to circle back to the Young Eagles rally and give a shout out to you know, everybody who participated in that and worked to make that a success. So, you know, Air Direct Aviation, Dave Plantier in particular, who is the Young Eagles coordinator, you know, really appreciate his efforts. We had support from Infinity, obviously. So, you know, thank you, Greg. It was a great success. The kids and the parents all really enjoyed it. So, yeah, that's it.
Secretary Scheifel.
I have a couple of things. I had a meeting the other night. It was totally unrelated to this, and Alderman LeBron, Don LeBron was there, who was also a state representative, and he informed me that the, whatever you call it, the bill has been submitted to the state for discussion on New Hampshire aircraft registration fees. Unfortunately, he told me that the language of the bill that he put in says to repeal the fees as opposed to reform them. So we got a little homework that we have to do here to take care of that, because I think we all agreed that we want to reform them, not repeal them. There's some very interesting, positive activity going on, and I'm not sure if I'm at liberty to talk about one of them, but we have people who will be relocating to our airport from another place, and I think that those people should talk about it as opposed to me. But it's very, very promising growth on the airport. The second meeting that we had was this morning with two gentlemen from the Hellenic American University who are 100% moving their campus from Manchester to Nashua. They are partnering with Nashua Community College. They are going to be offering undergraduate and graduate degree programs to follow on community college associate degrees. They are very, very, very interested in setting up on the airport. One of the gentlemen is the former
dean of aviation sciences
for Daniel Webster College. There's a great deal of love for that school. They have some people that are interested in keeping Daniel Webster College alive. They've actually bid on the campus itself, and they are going to be moving to Nashua, setting up their program, and then over time, they want to come out onto the airport. And they want to set up a flight school, flight program, degrees in aviation management, the whole ball of wax. It was a very, very positive, upbeat meeting. And Steve and I met with them this morning. They've already met with the mayor. The mayor has told them that the city welcomes them. What can we do to help you set up? And that was our response this morning. Welcome. Welcome back, because some of them started here already. And what can we do to help you facilitate your move and make it possible? So some very, very good information in that respect. Over the weekend, I attended a conference in Burlington run by the state of Massachusetts Department of Transportation. And I was primarily interested in the grant assurances section, which was very similar to what was presented to us here. And they talked about Santa Monica and the problems that they're having out there, et cetera. And I walked out of that meeting while I was there, hearing a lot of the input that I've had during the short period of time that I've been here. We got it pretty good up here, folks. I have to tell you that there's a lot of unhappy campers down there in Massachusetts. Yeah, their registration fees are lower than us, but they're running around. People are hiding their airplanes and not registering. Gentleman got up and said there are 1,700 aircraft registered in the state of Massachusetts and all around. And they say, yeah, right. Yeah, we know there's a whole bunch of them that aren't even they're not reporting it. So they've got some problems down there. And I have to tell you that I got the impression, and not being a pilot, not flying into the airfields, but I got the impression that whatever a friendly airport is, this one is miles ahead of some of the ones that I heard grumbling on down there, that the airport is being attacked by the local city and it's being criticized by here, there, and they want it, they, you know, if it would go away, they would be very happy about it. So life is good in Nashua, New Hampshire, right? And that's basically the message there. You, are you going to talk about the mayor's letter today? To the AOPA? Inviting the...
Go ahead, you can mention
it. Well, you...
The mayor sent a letter to AOPA recommending that their regional fly-in for 2017 be based in Nashua. We had applied last year, and they were scheduling all their meetings sort of not in this area, and so they were deferring it to 2017. So we have that application in, and we're waiting to hear back from them.
The underground storage tanks are gone?
Yeah.
Okay.
One additional comment. It's interesting to talk about the the registration fee legislation. I heard a little different story on that, which was that Representative LeBrun submitted what amounts to a placeholder saying that so the story I heard is that there's no actual language yet.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to imply that.
Because, you know, it's like, and what I hear beyond that, at least informally, is what they're looking to do, or what he's looking to do, is to get rid of the per mil portion of the registration fee, not abolish it entirely.
Well, I think that's something to be discussed.
I think that, all this is going to go to the committee, whatever the Department of Transportation Committee of the Concord. And the plan, based on what we had talked about, I thought, or what you talked about, was to eliminate that portion, only that portion, of the overall fee. So it's not eliminating fees, it's eliminating the mill portion, which is, if you look at the paragraphs, I forgot what number of paragraph it is, but there's six or seven points within that one paragraph to describe the mills for aircraft and how old they are. And then the first six, if there are seven, or five, if there are six, all but the last subset of that one paragraph. The suggestion, and it's only a suggestion, it's to get the conversation going there, was to eliminate that section. Because that's the section that causes our registration fees to be so much higher than other states. Even though there's trouble in Massachusetts, they're growing, and we're not. And I think we want to try to convert whatever disadvantage they have into a greater advantage for ourselves. And that's the idea.
And I also heard that Vermont is taking similar action.
My turn? Okay. A couple of things. Natalie Brunetto, I don't know how many of you knew her, but Natalie passed away recently. She was a very vibrant, wonderful woman. She had Lou Gehrig's disease, and she passed away. I believe Ronnie at Air Direct is going to have a memorial service, and I think the date will be November 5th. So it'll be over in 81?
Yes.
Hangar 81. So, check with Ronnie. People will keep you posted, but it would be great if people could attend that. Young Eagles, again, was really, really incredible. There was an article on the front page of the Telegraph. It was great. Considering it happened on a rain date, there was a lot of activities for the kids. Everybody kind of showed up and helped, and it was wonderful, and I'm glad we're continuing that here. Again, congratulations to Mr. Shoneman. Rob is having a cookout tomorrow night, 5:30. He asked me to let all the board members know, so I'm letting you know. Tomorrow night at 5:30, anybody who wants to attend, what would you like people to bring? Diet Pepsi?
Themselves.
Whatever, okay. John Henry, I don't know how many of you know him, but we talked about getting a little punch card together, and it's finally on board. I have applications at the restaurant. You fly around to eight different airports, and you get your card stamped, and then you get discounts and prizes and all kinds of stuff. It's called the New England Flying Gourmet Challenge, okay? So if you want to pick up your application, it's a good way to get a little flying in and win some prizes from the different restaurants. The logo is in the works. Dave is still struggling. I talked to him today, struggling to get the stuff he needs to you. Board positions, I forgot to mention that. With the new members on the board, I suspect sometime in the near future we will take a vote and give everyone positions. I'm not sure how soon we need to do that.
Well, let's think about it and discuss it at the next board meeting.
Okay. Also, the beautification committee is set to talk in November, Steve, I believe?
Correct.
So they are the ones that want to talk about the corner where the houses were removed. And so if you have any suggestions or ideas or input, make sure you bring it with you to the next meeting, okay? So we can talk about it then. Registration fee, well, okay, I think that's it. I know it said our 82nd anniversary was October 12th. I didn't even know. Did you?
No.
So maybe next year, maybe on our anniversary, we can hold an event.
Cupcakes.
Okay. Cupcakes, yeah, cupcake event.
Freeze them.
Mrs. Shoneman's got a whole nother year.
It's my birthday, too, by the way.
October 12th. Oh, well. Today's your birthday?
October 12th.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Oh, that's
okay.
All settled.
I just want to add that thank you to the board. I think this was a very productive meeting. We got a lot of ideas and laying the groundwork for future meetings and reviewing projects and things. I do want to report to the community that we did receive today the draft audit for year ending June 30th. We will have our auditor at the board meeting in November to go over it, and at that point we'll pass it as a final audit. That's all I have. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Do we adjourn and then go to non-public?
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to make a motion to go into non-public to discuss personnel.
Second.
I said we have to go so we can watch the debate.
Yeah, that's true.
Non-public. And Bob said, no, there's a baseball game on.
No,
I will second Sandy's motion.
Okay.
This has to be a roll call. Any discussion? And you're off to meet here again somewhere else. All in favor?
Mr. Chair?
This has to be a roll call vote.
A roll call vote, yes.
Chairman Rosenblum?
Yes.
Vice Chair Cushing Adams?
Yes.
Secretary Scheidt?
Yes.
Director Woods?
Yes.
Director Duquette?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes. We adjourn to non-public session. Thank you.